From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Forget the credit crisis, at least when it comes to holiday shopping. The Commerce Department today reports that retail sales surged in November, up 1.2%. That's twice the gain most economists had predicted. John Dimsdale joins us from Marketplace now. And John, you get to be Santa Claus here for a little bit after weeks of so much Grinch-like news. How good are these sales numbers?
This was a really strong report. Sales of appliances, furniture, groceries, all up. Good growth at department stores like Target and Walmart. Specialty clothing stores did a brisk business. Sales of automobiles were a little disappointing, especially for domestic automakers who are trying to turn their fortunes around. But this was pretty good overall.
There's a little bit of Grinch still out there, though, right? The housing bust, the credit crunch, slowing economy.
Absolutely. I mean, before we start feeling too good about this, I talked to one analyst who quickly took some of the glow off of today's report. Remember, these are November numbers, and retail analyst Howard Davidowitz points out that Thanksgiving came early this year, and that meant that November had nearly a week longer of holiday shopping than it usually does, and those numbers usually show up in December. He says November's strength will come at the expense of December's.
In fact, if you look at what's going on with the retailers, they're all guiding downward for the quarter. Levitt's just filed bankruptcy and are closing all their stores. Bombay just announced they're closing all their stores in the United States. And CompUSA is closing all their stores in the United States. And the retail stock index on the New York Stock Exchange is the third worst.
Davidowitz says that once we're able to put November sales together with December, he expects to see a big decline in shopping, so much so that he's forecasting a consumer-led recession early next year.
What about inflation? New figures are out today as well. What do they show?
That's right. Wholesale prices, those are the ones that are charged by factories and suppliers, they shot up by 3.2%. That's the biggest jump in 34 years. Wholesale figures eventually filter down to the consumer level, and we'll find out tomorrow what November's consumer price index is. Inflation pressures limit the amount of interest rate cuts that the Federal Reserve can make if the economy turns sour, and that raises the specter of 1970s-style stagflation, where growth is weak and consumer prices keep going up. That's a difficult scenario for regulators. Most of these price increases can be traced back to rising energy prices, and that's where we can get back to retail sales. If you're paying $60-$70 to fill your car, you're less likely to spend a lot at the mall this holiday. All of the consumer sentiment surveys show that shoppers are getting skittish. Still, you know, the American consumer has defied those kinds of predictions in the past.
Maybe they'll go out and buy a more efficient car. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. Thanks. It's produced by American Public Media.